The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor in New England, talking to Simon Constable in the south of France under a horse chestnut tree that is a perfect studio background. The broadcast is magnificent. The French birds are speaking a language I don't quite understand, but that's all right. They're birds. We come to a story that is a follow-up for Simon about the Spain and Portugal blackout that damaged the economy and confidence of all of Europe, we're learning. Simon, Spain again and again, the big operator of electricity, is saying it wasn't cyber. But why are they still investigating? And Simon, remember how everybody thought it was cyber right away? And then Spain came out and said, no. That's becoming exhausting. Is the story changing?
The story is fascinating to me. Let me give you the overview of what I was told by an expert in this field, is that what had happened was a couple of things. One is this year so far, Spain and Portugal had a tremendous amount of sun, and they managed to capture that, but with solar panels, and convert it into electricity. Now, that also forced the prices of electricity down from over 100 euros per megawatt hour to 11 at a low. And that 11 amount wasn't enough for the nuclear power plants to receive in order for them to not lose money by actually producing electricity. So they temporarily shut down. Which was great, because suddenly, in many ways, it was great because it suddenly had a situation where you had 100% net zero carbon emissions for Spain and Portugal's electricity. However, it becomes very fragile because solar energy cannot be relied upon. And that basically was what sent the entire grid down, because you can't rely on it day after day after day like you can with nuclear or with coal or with natural gas. And that's what's happened. Now what they're looking at is what is the reason for it. And they seem to be basically generically saying blame the Russians, cyber attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which is very easy to do. It's rather like saying, well, Putin's the reason I lost the election. Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a very simple thing like the economics I just described. The nuclear power stations weren't doing anything for economic reasons, and it was left with a fragile solar panels and wind energy.
We bring the story up to date. Dateline Copenhagen. Denmark is looking at whether to end its 40-year ban on nuclear energy as the Scandinavian wind energy powerhouse examines the best way to avoid a similar blackout to last month's outage in Spain and Portugal. The fear is spreading, Simon. This article also mentions that Sweden's right-wing government is trying to revive nuclear power in the country, which still has three plants after big debates over closing them from Three Mile Island more than 40 years ago. I believe Denmark has one of the highest shares of renewable energy and electricity mix in Europe. In other words, the net zero crowd is getting is the expression cold feet. Does that work in Scandinavia?
Yes, cold feet. I think that would very much work in Scandinavia. Their buildings are very warm, but they would get cold feet over this about relying on solar and wind and wave energy. I don't think that's going to work for them. They're going to need those nuclear plants.
We still do not have anything definitive about the cyber threat, although there is the suggestion in the Financial Times stories, another one, that they're looking at the smaller operators as a window into the big operator. In other words, Spain is acknowledging the fact that it doesn't have. Is this impolite to say that the defenses are not adequate from hacking?
I would say that probably the defenses aren't adequate for most grids, most places in the world. And I think most you know, belligerent countries wanting to upset another country could probably do it, but they don't because the response would probably be horrific. I don't see, you know, America taking it lightly, nor Britain, nor France, nor Germany. So I think other countries would probably be unwise to try that.
The question is from Spain's National Cybersecurity Institute. Will intensify the debate about whether the country's dependence on renewable energy was to blame for the power outage, a contention dismissed by Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who is a champion of net zero. The argument continues. Simon Constable in the Horse Chestnut Studio in Occitanie. This is CBS Eye on the World, enjoying the French birds. I don't know what they're saying, but they sound happy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Menards has what you need to beat the heat. From bottled water to air conditioners and fans, we have everything in stock to keep you from overheating. Patio umbrellas are simple but effective ways to cool down while outside. We also carry a wide assortment of sprinklers, pools, popsicles, and more to help keep the kids cool. Stock up and stay cool with help from Menards.
Save big.